And on this special day, please hear me say, oh, every day with you is a Valentine. Let's celebrate this love with a glass of wine, oh. And have I told you, girl, that you look so fine, fine? 'Cause every day with you, it's a Valentine. Oh, yeah. A Valentine.
The three kinds of love that every couple needs. For every relationship, marital kind of relationship to succeed, there are three kinds of love every couple needs. And listen guys, one of the reasons why we are always particular about marriage in this church is because marriage is actually God's original weapon for shaping this world. God actually created marriage before he created the church. Is somebody getting this? Marriage was literally the first institution that God created. He had more hope and faith in marriage than any other institution. He has more faith in marriage than schools. He has more faith in marriage than church. He has more faith in marriage than government. Marriage was the first institution God created, and the reason in Malachi 3, the Bible tells that God wants, I think it's 2, God wants a godly seed from marriage. So God has a vision why he created marriage, because he expects that marriage will shape the world. That is why the devil is also very against marriage. That's why the devil is against marriage. Hallelujah. Marriage is important to God. And God said about Abraham, he said, I love my friend, or I like my friend Abraham, or I respect my friend Abraham. He said, because he will train his children in the way of the Lord. He will command his children in the way of the Lord. So God understood that if he has good parents, they will command or train their children in the way of the Lord. So listen to me very carefully. If you plan to marry, if you plan to get married, which is not by force, but if you plan to get married, please, you have to make up your mind to do it right, because God is counting on you. There's a big responsibility attached to it. Genesis 18:19. He said, for I know him, talking about Abraham, that he will command his children and what? His household, and they shall keep the way of what? The Lord. To do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he had what? Spoken of. So he said, I know Abraham, he will command his children to follow God. He will command his children to follow God. Hallelujah. And all the decisions, because this is Valentine's season, we're talking about love, all the decisions you make even before you marry are going to still affect your marriage. All the dating relationships and dating decisions you make, even while you are single, have a way of going to affect who you are, even in marriage. So there are three kinds of love. Let me move forward. There are three kinds of love that every relationship needs to survive. There are three kinds. Now, of course, most of you already know that the word love in English is more complex and more expressive in other languages. You know, English is quite a young language. English is not as complicated or as detailed as some other languages. Languages like Greek and Hebrew have better expressions of what love is. So if you're using the Greek, for instance, there are about 5 or 6 meanings of love or expressions of love. Because in English, same way you say, I love Man City, my club. I love Arsenal, my club. It's the same word you also use for, I love my wife. I love my children. Meanwhile, they are all not, I love banana. I love shawarma. Meanwhile, they are all not the same kind of love. Am I correct? But you see, in English, it's just love. They can't help you beyond that. But you see, in other more detailed languages, they are different. For instance, in Greek, the love of your family, loving your children and your parents or your siblings, is a totally different word, love. It's the word storge. It's spelled S-T-O-R-G-E. It's talking about love between siblings, love between family. That is a totally different love from the love of bae and the love of boo. Am I correct? That's totally different from romantic love. So, we're going to look at the three important loves that you need to have for every couple. So the first one. In the Greek, this one is actually called Eros. It is spelled E-R-O-S. E-R-O-S. It's from how they get the word erotic from. Eros. The first kind of love every couple needs is Eros. And usually, it is the first kind, because I'm following the order that it normally follows. It's usually the first kind that is introduced. This one is talking about attraction. This one is talking about excitement. This is the one many people celebrate on Valentine's Day. Or at least this is one they attempt to celebrate on Valentine's Day. Many people. This one is passionate, emotional, romantic, sensual, kind of love. It's full of attraction. I call this one the love that a woman needs. That's what I call it for the purpose of this teaching, okay? It's the love that a woman needs. Usually, it's the first that is introduced. When a man sees a woman and he trips for her and he starts doing stupid things for her, he begins to lose his mind. He's going to lose his concentration. That is Eros in action. I can never forget one time like that. It was funny to me because I witnessed it. One time like that, we had a male help in the house. We had a male help because I had dogs. I had many dogs and I had like 3 dogs and the biggest one was a bubble. I mean, that dog was massive. You don't take that dog for a walk. That dog takes you for a walk. Massive dog. I mean, you can't control it. It's big. In the former place I used to live, that dog broke down my gate. It was one of the reasons why I moved from where I used to stay. The dog broke down the gate because anytime people are passing, if you pass my house and you make noise, the dog will come from nowhere and wants to jump out, hit the gate, boom, the whole gate will shake. So everybody knows in the street, if you walk past my house, you must walk quietly. So one day, either Taylor or one of those things that shall do back, 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 pass, they are moving, They make this noise. People are already coming. I know that this guy, you are in for something. This noise they are making. And of course, the guy doesn't live in the street, so he doesn't know what's going on. So as he made that noise near my house, my dog came out of nowhere, hit the gate, boom, and the gate fell. That's how big this dog is. If this dog stands, it's going to be taller than me. And it's massive. Hit the gate, boom, the gate fell. I'll continue the story in second service. Let's go to commercial break. When I return, I come. But the story is not about the dog. So we had a male help because I had dogs. So we needed a male help because, of course, females couldn't handle, most likely, couldn't control and manage the dogs. So we had a male help. So after a while, we also felt we needed a female help. I'm not sure whether it's because we have kids or I don't know what will happen, but we just needed a female to handle things like cooking and cleaning because cleaning the house. But men, guys are not that detailed to clean the house and they are not that good in kitchen work. So we now brought a female to the house. Big mistake. This guy that used to mind his business, used to just act normal. Once woman entered the house, he didn't wear shirt again. Just walking about like this. I said, what's happening? I'd never seen anything like that in my life. He just became confused all of a sudden. Doesn't wear shirt again, I'm serious. Didn't wear shirt. I knew that I can't keep two of them in the same house. Or if they will have children here, they will breed. The guy just became crazy. So that is Eros love. That's what happens. It usually makes the guy lose his mind. Makes him lose concentration. He wants to do anything. He wants to please this woman. He wants to win this woman's heart. Now, that is a very important aspect, or that's a very important kind of love for a relationship. You need that kind of love. It is very important. It is very relevant. For me, for the purpose of this teaching, I usually like to say it's the kind of love a woman needs. That is what motivates a man to be romantic, because he wants to please this woman. He wants to impress this woman. When that kind of love is no longer there in a marriage, this guy doesn't want to impress the woman anymore. This guy doesn't want to please the woman anymore. So that's what happens in some relationships. That kind of love is introduced at the beginning. Then towards the end, after the children have come, after the bills have come, after life has happened, that kind of love kind of usually fades. So you find that the people that used to go out on dates before, now they are married, they don't go out on dates anymore. Reality has set in, life has set in. So if you are here and you're a guy, because I think I've come to a conclusion that I need to talk to the men also a lot. Most times I usually try to protect the women, but the truth is that we also need to try and be helping these men. Because, you know, men, we're like cavemen. We don't know anything about love. We're not usually in tune with this. So guys, you need to understand this kind of love is important at the beginning. It's important during the relationship. It's important even towards, in fact, there's no end really. It's important forever. You must continue to try to impress this woman. You must continue to try and win her heart. The romantic kind of love needs to continue. Praise God. It needs to continue. So you need to keep saying the nice words. See, your wife still wants to know that you are attracted to her.
Married for 13 years, but the fight wouldn't stop.
With sweet words and affection, he deceived me.
I thought that would wait a while.
Now head buried in shame and lips sealed by fear. Who can I tell?
Now I know what I was told was a lie.
Salvation is free, but ministry is not. Every church or ministry will require funds to carry out its missions and visions. That is why we're having this very special conference titled Financing the Ministry Conference. It's for pastors, pastors' wives, and ministers, and anybody involved in the accounting team of a church or ministry. It's holding on April the 9th, 2018. Registration has started, and it will end on the 26th of March. Now, there will be special sessions for pastors' wives. My wife, Pastor Mildred, will be sharing with pastors' wives on how to manage the home front while they are pressing to do ministry. And my friend, Pastor Wale Adenuga, will be sharing with music ministers and musicians on how to also thrive financially in the work of the Lord. I look forward to seeing you there. Make sure you tell someone about it. God bless you.
So it's important, guys. It's important, guys. So you need to master this art of sustaining this kind of love. So she still wants to hear that she's beautiful. At any age, she still wants to hear that she's beautiful. She still wants to hear those nice things. She still wants to go on dates with you. Even though you've been married for 12 years, she still wants to go on dates with you. She still wants you to compliment her when she makes her hair, when she dresses well. Hallelujah. Is somebody getting this? That kind of love must be sustained. You see, because of our sinful nature, we usually pervert that kind of love to focus on sex. So, you know, like I told you, that word eros is from where they get the word erotic. So because of the fallen nature of man, the way human beings are, we have converted this emotional romantic love, we have limited it only to sexual love. So even people that are not married want to explore, they claim that they love each other because they want to have sex. And the same thing even in marriage, they just limit it to that. No, it's not limited to the sexual part. Now, the sexual part is involved in it, but it's not limited to that. This woman still wants you to still make her feel good, to still be romantic, to still buy her gifts, to still know, remember the anniversaries, to still do these things. I call this love the kind of love a woman needs. It is romantic love. It is emotional love. It is sexual love. A woman, even after many years and many children, she still wants to know that you are sexually attracted to her. There are many couples, after a few years in marriage, I mean, the man is no longer sexually attracted to the woman. Or sometimes the woman is no longer sexually attracted to the man. I'm serious. I've heard too many cases, too many, of people telling me that they've not had sex for 6 months. Married people. They've not had sex for 8 months. I've heard years. Some people have not had sex for 3 years. And from my own knowledge, it's just the woman that has not had sex for 3 years. From... I might not be very smart, but from the little that I know, it's just the woman that's not, the man is having sex somewhere. He is. So eros is the first kind of love a relationship needs to survive. It must be there. It has to be there. You have, see, other people might not think your wife is fine. You need to think. No, believe that she's fine. That's the thing about beauty. Everybody must not agree your wife is fine, but you must agree she's fine because you're going to be telling her that throughout your life. And she must remain, I'm going to get to all this later. Your eros love, your emotional love, even though at the beginning it starts in the flesh, at the beginning it starts just physically. As time goes on, by the help of the Holy Spirit, that love needs to be sustained. Even when naturally speaking, you see, when people get old, your wife is still supposed to look fine to you. Even though she's an old man now, other people will see her as grandma. Other people will see her as that old man down the street. But to you, she must remain a babe. And you see, the Holy Spirit can help you do this. Because once that bond is there, because that's part of what sex is about. Sex is about creating a bond. Some people don't know it. Sex is about creating a bond. Sex is not just pleasure. And that is the number one thing the devil wants to tell you, that sex is just physical, is just pleasure. That's the biggest lie of Satan. That's not what sex is about. Sex also creates a bond. And this has been scientifically proven. Anybody you're having sex with, you are somehow emotionally connected with. Those of you that have had sex before, or you have even gone back to date your ex, you realize that as long as you have had sex with somebody consistently, even after you guys have broken up, when you still meet, there is a high tendency that the sexual sparks will still fly. You are not even dating again. Both of you might even be married to two different people. You can't hang out too much, because very soon, the major adulteries committed in marriage is with exes. Once you start chatting again with that ex. Well, see, if you are marrying and you are married, please delete your ex, not just from your phone, from your life. You can't keep that contact because the sparks will be. Is somebody getting this? So the bond you are supposed to be having when you're having marital sex and all that is supposed to create a bond. It's not just physical. Now, of course, that's in the Bible. Bible says, he that sleeps the harlot is one body with the harlot. DJ, bring that up if you can find it. So the Bible makes it clear that sex joins people. That's biblical word. But Satan doesn't want to tell you. Satan makes you believe you can sleep with anybody you like, you know, it doesn't matter. He's trying to trick us. Is somebody getting this? So, even when you are married, If you are walking with the Lord, He can actually help you continue to be attracted to your spouse. He can help you. You see, if you depend on your flesh, if you depend on your body, I'm here to categorically tell you, most men will not remain attracted to the same woman for more than 5 years. But if you depend on God, He can help you remain attracted to that your wife. She's getting older. You guys are getting older. She might be 50. She might be grandma to somebody, but she's still your babe. You still love her and you are still sexually aroused and attracted to her. Is somebody getting this? Now, even if you are not married yet, please just catch what I'm saying because you will need it. Trust me. It says, works. He said, know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is what? One body. See the quote that he used to refer to sex. He said, for two, seeth he shall become what? He used exactly the quote used in marriage for sex. You know why? You know why, guys? And that's why this Valentine period, you can't use it to lose your virginity or lose it to have sex. Don't let anybody deceive you. Because sex, in God's eyes, is actually the original way a marriage is started. That's what He had in mind when He created sex. He never intended that people would just be having sex the way it's being done now. And it shows in the marriages. The way we are doing sex shows in people's marriage how it's not standing. Because if everybody followed God's plan, we'll have little or no divorce or divorces. So this was the original plan. It's not the wedding. If you look at the first marriages in the scripture and all that, there was no church wedding. There was no court wedding. Those are not the things that make the marriage a marriage. As far as God is concerned, until the two people sleep together, they are not yet married. And if you have been sleeping together before you married, you have been marrying other people. So sometimes even when you marry your spouse, eventually you discover that you still don't have as much bond as it ought to be. Why do you think? You know, it's a common thing that women are naturally more attached to the first person they had sex with. So women even want to marry the person by force. Because the bond is there. The second kind of love that every couple needs is called philia. Philia. These are the Greek words, okay? Philia is spelled, I think, P-H-I-L-E-O or so, or E or so, something like, or O, I don't know. But basically, philia is talking about friendship kind of love. Actually, it means love of all human beings, but for the purpose of teaching, it also narrows down on friendship kind of love. This is the love people, friends have with each other. These friends are just, people that are just your friends. This is the love you have among. How many of you have a very, 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 very good and close friend that is of the same sex? Can I see your hand? You have a very great friend. Great friend that you know that you guys got your back, each other's back. Yes, the love you guys have is filial kind of love. It's not eros. It's filial. That love is friendship love. It is the second kind of love a couple needs. You see, because the eros love on its own cannot sustain. It needs to move from just sexual attraction. It needs to move from just emotional kind of love. It needs to move from just sensual kind of love to a friendship kind of love. I call this kind of love the kind of love a man needs. All right, the first one is the kind of love a woman needs. So, men, you keep surprising her, keep buying her gifts, you know, compliment her, be sexually attracted to her. A woman likes to still be chased. She likes to be wanted. So that's eros. Second one is philia, is the kind of love men like. Because most men, that's the kind of love a man develops faster than the eros. Women from beginning are already into romantic movies, romantic novels. We will watch war movies, watch soccer, watch football. So we like body. This kind of love is body love, as in B-U-D-D-Y. Body, my body, my guy. If you see the way ladies greet, they greet with compassion and emotion. It's a lie. It's a lie. Ah! And they hug each other. They raise one leg. And they peck each other. Mwah, mwah, I miss you. I love you. Oh, my darling. Oh, my dear. My... emotional love. But men, my guy love. What's up, guy? How you doing? Chop knuckle. Body love is my body. It's my guy. So this is the love men like. So as a woman, you must learn to give this love to a guy. A guy wants a friend.
Hi, I believe you enjoyed watching today's episode of Love, Dating and Marriage. I want to let you know that every relationship is built on love. And the Bible says God is love. So without an active and living relationship with God, you cannot love the way God wants you to love. If you're watching this program today and you are not born again, you don't have an active relationship with Jesus Christ, I would like to pray with you right now. Wherever you are, can you just say these prayers after me? Say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I accept you today as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me my sin. Wash me with your blood. I receive the grace to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for I am born again. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If you pray this prayer with me, you are now a born-again Christian. Look for a good Bible-believing church around you and let us know about your experience with God. Write us, send us, our details are on the screen. We would like to hear from you. God bless you.